Okay. Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll call?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Collier is present. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Chris Corey is present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa is present. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley is present. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman is here. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs is here. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Good. Wally James is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Dwayne Lark is present. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer is here. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Sandra Rowland is here. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes is present. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Okay, Sean Rhodes is here. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
I am here.
Good, Eileen Rosin is here. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay, James Sagerton is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listeners here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Okay, Alex Steinberg is here. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener.
I'm here.
Okay, Aki Tanaka is here. Paulina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Here.
Okay, Paulina Vasiliev is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay, Tom Voorhees is here, and Lydia Brazone, Interim Executive Director.
Here.
Okay, Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer.
Here.
Anita Sims is present. John Tatum, Parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, also I believe we have Ursula Rudenberg. Is Ursula here? She was put on the agenda, so if someone would like to, particularly one of the affiliate directors, like to call her to let her know that she is number six on our agenda. I sent her, I emailed her an agenda.
Jan Goodman, I spoke to her, and she's planning to be on, but she was going to a service for one of her relatives who died of coronavirus. So, but she is still planning to be here, but she did have that service today, or this evening.
Okay, thank you, Jan. Mr. Chair, we have 21 members present, so we have a quorum.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, the next item is excused absences. I believe we have a request from Ron Pinchback. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Can we have a motion to excuse Mr. Pinchback from this meeting?
So moved.
So moved.
Can we have a second?
Second.
Any objections? Okay. Mr. Pinchback is excused. next item is timekeepers? Who would volunteer to be a timekeeper for topics for tonight? Do we have a volunteer? Okay, what about people? We have a volunteer for people.
I can do topics, Nancy.
Nancy? Okay, great. Nancy does topics. Anybody want to do the people timekeeping? 90 seconds a person, huh?
Somebody's got to step up.
And who? Did somebody just say something? I thought I heard somebody. Okay. Well, we'll have to just
Mr.
do
Chair,
our best.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. This is Paulina. I'll volunteer. I'll volunteer.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, the next item is agenda approval. That's a five-minute item. Let me read the main items on the agenda. Agenda approval is item number two. Minutes approval is item number three. We're approving the minutes June 4th, open session. After that is a report from the IED for 10 minutes. After that are committee reports, and we have a report from the Finance Committee. That's a 20-minute item followed by a 10-minute item for discussion of the motion. And I don't know. I'm not sure I understand this. Do we have, Madam Secretary, what are the time limits on this? Because you have 10 minutes for motion on expense cuts. Then you have 10 minutes for motion on NEDA. Is that supposed to be the total time for the Finance Committee report, or is that in addition to the
okay, it should be 30 minutes for committee reports.
30 minutes for all of committee reports.
Yeah, because we added a governance committee. I'm sorry, and that was added
okay.
later.
Okay, it's a little confusing. Okay, so we have 20 minutes for the Finance Committee report and 10 minutes for the governance committee report. Is that right?
Correct. There are two motions from the Finance Committee, 10 minutes each.
Well, let's just make the whole Finance Committee report 20 minutes and, you know, whatever the motions take, they take.
This
okay.
is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
I'm just reading the draft minutes right now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to speak to.
Do you have a question or something to clarify it? Go ahead.
Yes, just that I will need more than 10 minutes if I'm going to incorporate three motions that came up today. So I'm writing them now as a recommendation. If that's going to be under the IED report, then I will need more than 10 minutes.
Okay, then
I'll probably need 15 or 20.
As soon as we open the floor for discussion, I'll ask somebody to make a motion to that effect, to make an amendment.
Okay, well, that was a question, whether that was perceived to be under that item.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, after the committee reports is a report from about the affiliates program for 15 minutes. Then there's a motion for a special rule limiting agenda approval. That's a 10-minute item. Then there's a motion on the formation of a task force to produce the next Pacifica Town Hall meeting. There's no time associated with that for some reason. That's the draft agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda? We need such a motion before we can discuss it.
So moved.
And do we have a second?
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Would somebody like to make the motion to extend the time for the IED report from 10 minutes to 20 minutes?
So moved by both.
This is Grace for the stack.
I don't know how that happened. Okay.
Okay.
Information.
So I
Ali had me muted.
I
like
answer.
To request information, Chair. I was muted.
What is your request for information?
Is there any reason why the task force, the PMB COVID-19 task force, have a report, a brief report?
I don't know.
It's not on the agenda.
Okay, you can add it to the agenda when we, you know, when we discuss, you know, you can bring it up.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, this is Grace from SAC.
Okay, I'm just trying to clarify. Did we get a second on the amendment
yes.
to extend the time for the ID report to 20 minutes?
Go on, we'll second.
Okay.
There's 1 minute left on there's 1 minute left on this item, Chair.
Okay. Do we have any objection to extending the IED report for 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Saying no objection.
I have 10 seconds left on agenda approval.
Okay. We need a motion to extend agenda approval.
Chair, request information. I would yield to Nancy if she wants to keep time for the topic.
No. Go ahead. You were doing
okay.
very well.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Nancy. All right, Chair. Sorry.
Okay, we need a motion to extend agenda approval time.
I move. This is Lyndon. I move to extend.
For how much?
5 minutes.
Make it 10 minutes. Do you want to make it 10 minutes, Lyndon?
If you insist, 10 minutes.
Well, we're just going to have to come back again. If I don't think 5 minutes will be enough. Okay, do we have a second on that?
Yes, Paulina, second.
Okay, are there any objections Are there any objections to extending this item for 10 minutes? Okay, no objections. We have another 10 minutes. Let's continue. The floor is open for further amendments or objections or whatever. Who would like to be on the stack?
This is Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'd like to place the task force, the PMB COVID-19 task force. I don't think the governance committee needs 10 minutes. It's a quick item. So I'd like to request that it be attached to the governance committee at the end for 4 minutes.
Okay. Do we have a second for that motion?
Paulina, second.
This is Lyndon. I second it.
Okay. Any objections from anybody? Okay. Then that amendment is approved.
This
is Grace
for the stack. This is Grace
okay.
for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
Did you not
okay,
hear me?
If I believe that Lydia was still composing a couple of motions, and if she would like, we can move her IED report to after the committee reports. That would make the committee reports be 4 and the IED report be 5. If she still needs time to compose her 3 motions, which we haven't received yet.
Well, let me ask Lydia. Lydia, would you prefer to have your report go after the committee reports?
These are multiple reports. What time would that bring me to? We can't adjourn if we want the PPP loan without this motion being passed.
Okay. Well, the committee reports are going to take up, well, right now they're scheduled for 20 minutes, but you know how these things go. they're scheduled for 30 minutes, excuse me. So they're scheduled for 30 minutes. Chances are they're going to go much more than that.
Can we have like a time certain? What time? Is the executive session time certain right now?
You want to have an executive session time certain?
Well, so I know when to schedule the time certain for my 3 motions.
Are your 3 motions going to be an executive session?
No, I just need 20 minutes.
You need 20 minutes. What time is it now? It's almost 9. Do you want to make it 10 o'clock?
10 is perfect.
10 o'clock time certain?
Okay. So I would say that we move item number 4. We switch item number 4 with item number 5 and have item number 5, the new number 5, be a time certain of 10 Eastern.
10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. That's an amendment. Do we have a second? Do we have a second for this amendment?
I second it, Lawrence.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, that's approved. Now, somebody was trying to get my attention. I'm not quite sure who that was. Could you speak up,
yes.
Whoever?
It was Lyndon, and I just wanted to know what the total time for the IED report was, because sometimes you take the 10 and you add 20, or are we going from 10 to 20 or what? So I just wanted to clarify what that time period was.
It's 20 total.
20 total.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Does anybody else want the floor? Okay. Then we are ready to vote on the draft agenda as amended. Are there any objections to approving the draft agenda as amended? Okay, seeing no objections, the draft agenda is now approved. The next item is the approval of the minutes for the June 4th, 2020 open session meeting. Does anybody have any corrections to that to those minutes? Okay. And then those are approved, and again, you can always correct them later if you see some problem. And then we move on to the committee reports now. And the first report is the report from the Finance Committee. James Saugerton is the chair of the committee. You have the floor.
Thank you, Alex. The Finance Committee met on Tuesday, June 9th. And we approved two motions to refer to the PNB. And I want to just say a few things before we get to that. And then I think we can dispense with any further report and start to discuss the motions. I did want to point out that our ICFO, Anita Sims, has her contract coming up on July 10th. We need to renew that contract, and hopefully we'll be able to do that so she can continue to work with us as the ICFO. And in my conversation with her today, she was very helpful, but she also reminded me that they want to continue to be helpful and they need to be paid. And I appreciate that, and I told her so. Now I'd like to go to the motion. And I suppose we should do them one at a time, of course. And so, shall I read the motion?
Yes.
Can we consider it read? Okay, we'll read. Okay, this is a motion on expense cuts. The NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. Whereas, currently, the National Office has over $500,000 in outstanding payables. We owe NEDA $206,000 currently as of June. KPFK was unable. Oh, I'm sorry. This does not appear to be. Okay, I'll just read. I'll read what's here. KPFK was unable to make its payroll in mid-April. About $45,000 had to be taken from an affiliate program bank account to make that payroll. Okay, that is correct. I apologize. Thought it was going to say something else. KPFK is at least 5 months in arrears on its central service payments. It currently owes $184,000 in central service payments. The KPFK business manager stated on May 14th that up to the end of April 2020, KPFK listener support had declined by 11% Its total income had gone down by 22%, although its payroll had increased by 5%. The KPFK business manager stated that this decline had very little to do with the coronavirus epidemic, as these numbers are mostly from before the lockdown. In the last 2 months, KPFK's income has declined precipitously. KPFK is currently bringing in only half the income necessary to meet its expenses. This means that KPFK is not able to make central service payments currently. It is backlogging bills and is having trouble meeting its own payroll. KPFK's monthly expenses are about $300,000. KPFK's income has only been $150,000 per month for the last 2 months. It is unclear as to whether Pacifica will receive any emergency stimulus loans or if there will be any other significant influx of revenue sufficient to make up for the heavy loss of KPFK central service payments. Compounding this is the fact that every station, with the exception of KPFA, is seriously in arrears in its central service payments, with the possible exception of KPFD. We have no reserves. If our financial situation deteriorates any further, we may be forced to sell one of our buildings. Therefore, be it resolved that significant expense cuts be made at KPFK as soon as possible. These cuts should be at least 30%. Expenses must be less than income, as there are no resources to cover any shortfalls. Further, all units, including the national office, that have expenses that exceed income on a regular basis should provide a plan to the NFC, the PNB, the management team, and the IED to decrease expenses within 1 week. If a station's expenses are exceeding its income by 10%, the plan should show a decrease of 10%. As KPFK is currently running a $150,000 per month deficit, it is absolutely urgent that expense cuts be made immediately at that station.
Lyndon, what's that?
Getting a call there.
Hold on, he didn't finish reading it.
Yeah, I apologize. I was getting a call and the beeping was bleeding through. I'm going to repeat that last paragraph. As KPFK is currently running a $150,000 per month deficit, it is absolutely urgent that expense cuts be made immediately at that station. Other fundraising plans should be encouraged, but they would not be able to cover shortfalls of that magnitude. Thus, substantial expense cuts are unavoided.
Okay.
And
I would like to do something a little different. I would like to encourage the female members of the board to get on the stack first, because I don't think they have sufficient representation at many of our discussions. So if the male member of the board would defer and allow the female members of the board to do that, I would appreciate it.
That's fine, Alex. I would just like to motivate very briefly.
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to make a couple of very quick points. I want to note that this motion passed 9-0 with one abstention on the Finance Committee. That included Anita Sims, our ICFO. That included both of our representatives from KPFK on the committee. And and that's basically it. I'll refrain from any further motivation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so can we have a stack? Eileen, who else? Who would like to be on a stack? I'd like to give some preference first to the female members.
Well, you go. This is Lyndon. I'd like to be on the stack. You place me wherever you want to.
Okay, and if there's no other female members who want to be on the stack, then Lyndon, you're next. Anybody else? Okay. Go ahead, Eileen, the floor is yours.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair, wherever you put me. Sorry, Eileen.
Hey, Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence.
I'm sorry, derailed by that. Yes, I was wondering how you came up with the 30% number, and has somebody actually crunched the numbers to see if 30% is a good amount, or what can we achieve with cutting by 30%? Is there like a cash flow projection, or, you know, I'm just wondering how that was arrived at. Thank you.
Would somebody from the Finance Committee wish to respond to that question, or shall we just go on?
Nancy?
Okay.
Yeah, we just received this motion just like this. It was on our agenda when we received it, just like this. So I don't know anything about that. That's a good question.
I can answer if you wish.
Hey, James.
Okay, yeah, this motion was put together by, it was a group effort, which included Fred Blair from the KPFK Finance Committee. It concluded Grace Aaron from KPFK. It included myself and Alex Steinberg, the chair of the board. And I myself engaged in conversation with Berthold Reimers about WBI's ability to make a 10% cut, given the fact that we're cut so close to the bone already. And so that's basically how we came to this. And I think there may have been other conversations with other people that I wasn't a part of, but it was it was an amalgamated effort.
Yeah, but Jim, I think the question was, how did we come to the 30% figure? Is that going to be to take care of the $150 per month deficit?
This is Grace. I can respond.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, this is from crunching the numbers gotten to us by Fred Blair, the KPFK treasurer. And that's how we arrived at that. It incorporates the shortfalls from the first half of the 2020 fiscal year and the precipitous drop. The shortfall, the total revenue shortfall for the first half of the fiscal year, 22% decline. And after that, the income declined in the last 2 months because of the coronavirus even more sharply. So a 30% decrease in expenses is necessary, crunching those numbers, which was done with our local finance committee information. And it was not done by the KPFK local finance committee, but it was with information gotten via that committee.
Okay, so
Nancy,
I heard. Nancy,
and this is Lydia to the SEC.
Okay, so Nancy, Lydia, if the gentlemen who are on the SEC don't mind, I would like to put Nancy and Lydia ahead first, and then after that, Lyndon and Lawrence can go.
And Vanessa is going to have an opportunity. Vanessa is also asking, please.
I didn't quite hear that, but I'm assuming that's okay. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I have another question. Do these figures, when they did the number crunching, what do they think the 30% could come from? Did they look at the expenses, and was this to come from staff cuts, from other, what kind of discretionary expenses are there to cut from other than staff? And and I would also like to amend this to have it include that it must not be any cuts in staff without first consulting with the executive director and unions.
Okay, Nancy, for your information, we are in the process of, the executive director is in the process of consulting with the unions. We're certainly not going to cut staff without doing that.
This is James. I can also add to that.
I mean, we also have to take into consideration that if we cut staff, that affects the PPP loan that we're getting.
Yeah, James, would you like to add to this?
I just wanted to add to the answer that the motion calls for the station management to come up with a plan within 1 week. So the first answer will come from the station.
Okay. I think Lydia is next on the stack.
Yes. Well, this is about the overall motion, which I think should have been divided. I don't know why the P&O would be as part of the same thing. It's a totally different type of entity, of course. And as you will recall, what I had mentioned before and had hoped for was that we would have been dedicating a whole meeting to our overall finances and then taking one station at a time, and I did recommend that KPFK be first, so that it really, in my opinion, requires like a whole meeting so that we understand a great deal of that is going to have to be in executive session. Is the general manager working on this? Yes. Has he made some proposals? Yes. Is it to the extent that reaches this 30% level? I do not believe so, but he has not received this. But a great deal of the conversation having to do with those kinds of cuts is going to have to be in executive session. And some pieces, he has provided a list of people who are on contracts, for example, and things like that to me. So I have some piecemeal information. But to me, it seems like we need to devote a whole meeting on this. That doesn't mean that something that the draft of this motion should not be shared with him. I think that would be very good. But I would like to see us spend a good deal of time so that we understand each unit and what each unit is facing and the payoff to any employees that we lay off relative to the PPP as well. It does have an impact on that. And so, you know, there's a lot to be considered here, but as I said, a great deal of it, anything that touches on staffing needs to be in executive session. And I would say in terms of the overall motion, the same would be true about the NETA motion. It's a contract negotiation or renewal or whatever that has to be had in executive session as well, in my opinion.
Okay. Lydia, you mentioned earlier that you want to divide this motion somewhere. I didn't quite get it.
Yeah, the P&O, that doesn't even make sense to me. Yes, we can divide my no salary to below zero. How we do that remains to be seen. I guess I could sell my blood. But anyway, so I recommend that we that be divided out.
I don't see any reference to the P&O in this motion. I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Look, first line, second to the last paragraph.
It says all units.
Oh, all units. Okay. So you want to...
It is parentheses, including the national office.
Okay, so you want to maybe you want to just amend it all units. So you want this all units thing to be a separate motion? You want to divide it there?
I would. I mean, 1 week for all the units to come up with this. I think the PMB and, you know, all of us have been negligent in not having, as we said, it's been like a month and a half since I remember proposing to have like an all finance committee meeting, and then that was postponed. And so you can't then just spring things on people. They all know the jam that they're in, right? And there's going to be, which I'll report in the IED report, you know, there'll be some short-term relief from the loans, which I'm far more optimistic about now. But by the same token, I just don't think this was well thought out. Not that I totally agree. KPFK is in a serious situation. Something has to be done immediately, and some of it will, you know, could certainly fall. And I appreciate the national board support on this. The same thing for all of the units, but I think it needs to be divided. The situation is very different at each station, which is why I had hoped that the PMB would focus one meeting at a time, on each station.
Okay, I think that makes sense. Does somebody want to?
Sure, there's 45 seconds left on this item.
Okay, can we have a motion to extend time by another 10 minutes on this item?
Somebody likes to move.
Chris Glory, okay.
Yes, second.
Second, are there any objections? Okay, seeing no objections, we have another 10 minutes. I'd like to move to divide the second to the last paragraph from the motion.
Chris Corey did the stack.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I object to the idea of dividing this motion, actually. So I don't know. I guess I can wait for the vote on this, but I'd like the opportunity to speak against the division.
Well, we don't have a motion yet to speak on.
Okay, I understand that. Okay.
Lyndon was on the stack.
Let's get it on the floor. Can we have a motion to divide at the next to the last paragraph from the rest of the motion?
This is Lawrence, Chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
I make a motion to divide.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Do we have a second?
Bolino,
this is Heather. I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, I believe that's not a motion to divide is not debatable, correct?
One second, please. It is debatable.
It is debatable. Okay, I was wrong. Okay.
I lean to the stack then on that.
Okay, I think
hold on,
Chris Corey.
Alex,
yep.
Alex, I'm sorry. I'm still looking at this.
Okay.
The motion to divide, you are correct. I was looking, I see that it is amendable.
It
is not debatable. It is debatable. No, it's not debatable.
Okay, then we just go to a vote on it. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll on this motion to divide?
Oh. Excuse me, Jan Goodman, a point of information.
What is your point of information, Ms. Goodman?
Yeah, I would like to know if from the parliamentarian, if even though it's not debatable, is there, you know, the possibility that at least like one person can speak the pro and the con, because I'm
no,
okay.
I think that's your answer.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Is it amendable?
Yes.
No, that's interesting. Mr. Tatum,
yes,
how can it be amendable if it's not debatable? I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, one person may want to divide the question in a different way.
Oh, okay. So I guess I should ask, does anybody want to divide the motion in a different way? Okay, then let's just go to a vote.
Well, yes, I would like to divide the motion in a different way. This is Jan Goodman.
Okay, now remember, this is this motion, not some other motion. So what would you like, how would you like to divide it?
I'm sorry. Would you say that again when I my...
Well, I'm assuming the motion you're speaking of is the motion to divide the next to the last paragraph from the rest of the motion. And
yes.
you would like to do what instead?
I'm sorry. I have to go to back to my desk. I had somewhere else. So can you just hold on 1 minute?
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Can you wait for Jan to...
I want to be recognized for parliamentary inquiry, Chair.
Waste of time.
You know, it's fine for him if to be recognized while I move. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lawrence, what is your question?
My parliamentary inquiry is, is it in order to call the orders of the day?
It's not out of order to call the orders of the day, but then you have to vote on the orders of the day.
Well, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
That's not debatable.
Yes, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, calling for the orders of the day has to be abided by immediately. And so the orders of the day are really saying that they're asking the chair to go to the place where we are supposed to be on the agenda. So if you're already there, then calling for the orders of the day is a moot point. If you were somewhere doing something else on the agenda, then the motion would be well in order. So the call for the orders of the day means to ask the chair to immediately go to where you are supposed to be on the agenda. And I'm thinking you're already there. I could be wrong.
Thank you for doing that, Mr. Tatum.
Mr. Tatum, I am already there. So I'm just asking whether it's within order, because I think one of my colleagues is trying to develop a motion that she's not ready to present.
It's another motion.
Okay, we.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I think we're going to have to go to a vote on this.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Am I correct that?
Does he even hear you?
The division is. May I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so. Am I correct that the division was they were taking out this further all units part? Is that the next to the last paragraph that you're removing?
It's being removed from this motion, and it'll be a separate motion. That's what it means to divide it. It'll be its own separate motion, so there'll be a separate vote on all these paragraphs minus that one, and then there'll be a separate vote on that paragraph. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. I've stated a point of order.
Well, what is your
Are
point
you hearing
of order?
Me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, I believe we have agreed to a time certain, and I believe that this dragging on with a petitioner having a motion that can't be presented either in writing or verbally is only taking up the time, moving fast toward time certain.
Okay, but we're not anywhere near the time certain yet. So
anyway, well,
that's
not the point. We're wasting time. Without having a motion, if the petitioner has a motion, we've been waiting for 3 minutes now. If the petitioner has a motion, the motion should be brought forth. Otherwise, it should move to
point of order.
And we'll
just let the chair respond.
Okay, Mr. Lark, I am trying to get to the point where we now vote on the motion to divide. So, Madam Secretary, could you take the roll on the motion to divide?
Chair, we have 2 minutes left on this item.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's vote on this, and then we'll ask for extension after the vote. Go ahead.
Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
Pass.
Okay. Chris Corey?
No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
Okay. Ron Pinchback? Ralph Pointer?
Pass.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Right. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Pass.
Okay. So going back, Grace Aaron votes no. Well, actually, Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, you passed.
No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you
yeah.
passed?
No, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Jan Goodman, you passed?
No.
All right.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary, could you ask Ms. Briggs to say what her vote was? Because I heard her say both no and yes, and I'm not sure which
no,
way she
I
was
believe voting. That Vanessa Dixon Briggs, did you vote? This is a
yeah.
motion to divide?
Yeah.
You voted yes. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Dwayne Lark, you passed?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Ron Pinchback? Ralph Pointer?
Yes. I voted
okay.
yes now.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
Okay. So let me count this up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 noes. We have, I believe, 2 abstentions. Here, do you wish to vote 7 yes, 11 noes, 2 abstentions?
I'm abstaining.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Lyndon. I'd like the floor, please.
Okay, so this this motion to divide fails.
Okay, we need a motion to extend time for another 10
I would like
minutes.
I would like to move that we extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay, do we have a second?
Mr.
Second.
Chair, I object.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Chris Corey.
Second. I mean, second. Several
are there any
second.
Objections to extending another 10 minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and I appeal to the
okay.
parliamentarian that time had passed on this item already, and a motion should have been made prior to that, as
Mr.
opposed
Lark,
to a...
I hear your objection. We're going to just go to a vote now.
Now, I appeal the decision of the chair.
What decision?
Because I'm stating that I'm asking you to allow me to ask the parliamentarian a question relative to this action.
Okay, what is your question?
My question to the parliamentarian is, given the fact that time had expended on this item and we took a vote, that we can't come back after time has been expended on this item and have a simple majority vote. Does it require a two-thirds majority to extend time after the fact? That's my question.
Okay, you don't have to ask that of the parliamentarian. I can answer that.
Well, I want the parliament. That's why we have him here, Mr. Chair. If I wanted your opinion, I would ask. I'm asking for the parliamentarian's opinion, in all due respect.
Okay, Mr. Tatum, could you answer that question?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'd like to point out a few things. And ultimately, the chair will have to decide the issue. One issue that I heard was the chair saying, we will go right ahead and take this vote. We will deal with the extension after the vote has been taken. Okay, that's one thing that I think that not only the chair, but every board member should remember when the chair said that. And the second thing, after the vote was taken, someone immediately asked for a time extension, and then I heard Mr. Lark say he objected. And the other thing that needs to be considered is that his came before the motion to extend had been seconded. So once the motion is seconded.
Can somebody put themselves on
your personal privilege, Mr. Chair?
Has been seconded. That is when the objection from any member, including Mr. Locke, can be put forth. And then the chair will handle the objection at that point. So those are all the things to consider, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, I'd like to clarify one thing. Was I incorrect in asking to finish a vote before we asked for an extension of time?
No, you were not incorrect. That was
okay.
That was perfectly okay to do.
Okay. So we have a motion to extend and we have an objection. Let's just go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Sorry. All right. This is a motion to extend for how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yeah.
Right. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yeah.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right, Jan Goodman?
Ooh, what happened?
I looked down for a minute.
All right, Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
All right, Wally James?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark?
Abstain.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
All right. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. And going back, Jan Goodman, I didn't hear your vote.
Oh, I voted yes.
Okay, thank
you. Maybe I was on mute. Thanks.
Okay. So I'm going to count this up. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 yeses. Two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, thank you. So this motion to extend passes.
Lyndon for
okay.
The back.
So the floor is open.
Lawrence to the back.
I would again like to invite the female members of the board to get on the stack first.
I
chair.
This time.
This is Grace.
Yeah, I heard Paulina, if that's okay, and then I heard Lyndon, and then
chair.
Grace.
Grace.
This is Lawrence. I have a point
Grace.
Of order.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
I understand your sensitivity, and I appreciate it. But I think there's something wrong here in terms of preferential treatment. I think we have strong women on this board, and I believe they could make up their own mind whether to get on the stack or not. And to defer to them, I think it's not fair to the rest of the colleagues.
Well, this is a voluntary kind of a thing. If you insist, I'll put you on the stack before Paulina.
I think it makes us look unfair too. So I think it's unfair all around. This rule that has not been voted on as a special rule, I think it's out of order. And I'd like to appeal to the parliamentarian.
Asking for a voluntary to the female members board, but if you don't want to do that, then we don't do that.
This is Lyndon Foley. I'd like to have the floor, please.
Okay.
And I'd like to get an opinion from the parliamentarian chair on this on this special rule that you created.
Okay, Mr. Tatum, would you like to offer an opinion on that?
Yeah, this is an easy one.
I've only got 20 more minutes.
This would be subject to a vote. Do you mind me? That's all.
Speaker.
There are too many muted here. But the answer to your question is that it's okay to do something like that, but if someone objects, you just have to take it to a vote.
Okay. I don't think we want to get into that right now, so let's abandon this plan, and the next time we introduce anything like that, we will just take it to a vote. Okay, so
Mr. Chair, this is Lyndon. I've been on the stack. I was the first one on the stack.
I understand. I'm going to put you on the stack first. I'm just announcing the stack. Lyndon, Lawrence, Paulina, and Grace. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Thank you. I sent out a something that I wanted to replace, or at least discuss replacing, the paragraph in question, which we just voted to keep in, and in that. We could always exclude where it says further all units, including the national office. We could say further all units, excluding the national office. But there were several things I wrote this up for. One was the within 1 week, move that so it's clear. And also to take out some language that I thought was not, other language that was not clear, like on a regular basis. I mean, it's something that could be argued about. And also, I wanted to take out the decrease in spending. Well, I've sent it out to y'all, so y'all probably seen. Hopefully,
okay,
y'all
so
have seen it.
Offering an amendment. Can you?
And I would no. I will offer it as amendment. But there are some people that may want to tweak it further. And if we could tweak it further now before we get into amendment, fine. If not, if I have to put it as amendment,
well,
I'll just do it.
Okay, but the way to tweak it is to just offer it as an amendment, and then. Somebody else may wish to amend your amendment.
Okay, then I would like to amend this motion, that last second to last paragraph to read, further, all units excluding the national office should provide a plan within 1 week to the NFC, the PNB, the management team, and the IED that balances expenses and revenues if the unit's fiscal year 2020 forecast is for expenses to exceed revenues, i.e., if a station's expenses are exceeding its income by 10%, the plan should show an expense decrease of 10%.
Okay. Could you email that to the secretary, please?
I have sent that to the entire PNB, except you'll have to, where it says including the national office, you know, we put exclude, as I read it, exclude the national office. So hopefully that would clear up for Lydia, that one part.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second for this motion?
Chair, I have a request for information.
I want to hear if
I'll
we have
second,
a second.
I'll second.
Okay. And you have a request for information?
I wonder if Lyndon could say when he sent that so I could try and find it. Approximately when?
I have it open. It was at 6:46 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you.
Okay. So the floor is open for discussion on this amendment.
And this is Lydia.
Lydia?
The 6:46 was the original, but then there was a change to move that within 1 week, so it was more clear, and that, I think, was sent out at 6:52 Central, so it would be 7:52 your time on the East Coast.
Lydia?
To the SEC.
No.
I just wanted to be added to the SEC.
We're just starting a SEC, so you're on first. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the other reason why I recommended a division is, again, as I mentioned, that every unit is different, and, of course, one of the most critical ones, also because it's one of the two largest stations, is a focus on KPFK, and I wouldn't want the other issues, which do need to be discussed, to dilute the focus on KPFK, for one thing. And because each of those stations are different, and it has been my impression that, understandably, we all focus on the station that we come from, but we don't have a clear understanding of each other's stations sufficiently. So I still favor the division. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we can't divide it anymore because the vote on the division
An amendment.
But somebody could put forward an amendment to simply remove that paragraph from the motion, and we could deal with it separately on another. We could deal with that issue of what to do with the other station separately on another occasion.
Chair, mind the stack, Lawrence?
No, we have a new stack, but...
I requested the stack. You're not hearing me. I requested the stack right after Lydia.
I did not hear that, but okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Chair, you forgot Paulina.
Paulina, okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I sent an email to the PNB that we have to look at all our finances, the whole network. I think, cherry picking one station, and it's not because it's my home station, but cherry picking one station and not including that we had to look at the union contract in regards to these cuts, and not including the affiliates that we finally got on the agenda, and not including the problems that exist totally in the network, I think it does a disservice to KPFK. And I think, that's one of the reasons I supported the motion to divide. And I think we are doing a disservice to the network by not looking at all our finances, and we should have had an open forum in regards to all our finances. Everybody, not just KPFK. Thank you.
Okay. Paulina?
Chris Corey for the stack.
Okay,
yes.
Chris,
you have to.
This is Paulina. I need to make a very important motion that is just a change in wording, one word. Whatever we end up doing, the motion can't proceed unless we make one little change, and I emailed that. I don't know when would be the appropriate time to bring that up. It might not be now, though.
Well, right now we're debating Mr. Foley's amendment.
Right.
Germane?
So,
Is it germane to Ms. Scully?
It's a separate amendment to the motion. I would just request the chair to let me know when would it be appropriate after we finish debating this amendment
After we decide the fate of Mr. Foley's amendment, then we can get back to other amendments.
Great, thank you. Then I don't need to be on the stack. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody? Chris wanted to be on the stack. Go ahead.
No, it's Grace. I was on the stack before Chris.
You were.
Yeah, Grace is in front of me. Yeah.
I didn't hear you. Okay. Okay, Grace, then Chris.
Actually, I have a question more than anything to say about this amendment, but I think it applies to this amendment and to the rest of the motion. It's my understanding that we are not guaranteed PPP funding or even EIDL funding at this point. Or that funding may be delayed. Having that funding would, of course, afford us more time. The next thing that I believe is that cuts in payroll are, of course, regrettable, especially at this time with all the trouble in this society. However, if we don't, and they take a considerable amount of time to plan and to effectuate, including union negotiations. My question is for Lydia and for Anita Sims. If we cannot make payroll, I believe there are no reserves left in this foundation. If we fail to make payroll, it's my understanding that we would be forced to sell an asset because we have very little time, because that could happen in the time that we are making plans to make expense cuts. What are the ramifications of missing a significant payroll, let's say $200,000 or $300,000, or inability at several stations to make payroll? What must be done then? We cannot go into bankruptcy, it's my understanding, because there's a bankruptcy clause in the loan. So if we went into bankruptcy, one or all of our buildings would be foreclosed on by the lender. So what would happen if the loans do not materialize or are delayed, and we're not able to make one or more payrolls? What happens?
Okay, I'd like to ask Anita to speak on that. We haven't heard her yet.
Be happy to. My understanding, again, I think this is part of Lydia's report, is that I think we're very close on the PPP. So we got notification earlier today, I believe, Lydia. And,
that's correct.
So my understanding is that we dodged the bullet, so to speak. My understanding is that I don't believe we could sell a building without going back to the lender also. I may be wrong, but I think I just read it on the audit, on the draft that I was looking at earlier today. So I, for one, am very concerned about your cash flow. Lydia?
Lydia? Yep.
Okay, just a moment. Can I have something clarified, Mr. Chair?
Sure.
Anita is intimating that we have gotten positive confirmation that we've been approved for PPP funding. Is that correct? And what was
That's
that
correct.
Confirmation?
For the loan, Lydia, do you want to announce it or do you want me to?
Okay. So this is going to be part of my IED report. But what we got was confirmation that all of the obstacles to obtaining the PPP and the EIDL have been resolved. That is, as we know, with the PPP, it was both the WBAI application and both to PPP and to the EIDL loan that stood in the way of both. Those have been resolved and the PPP, very much thanks to someone that NETA had a relationship with, and I sent the board the motion regarding the relationship with them. They have given us the green light in accepting our initial application and seeing this thing through. They helped us with SBA to get the e-trans numbers that our other entities had been unable to help us facilitate. So we are eternally grateful for that. There are no obstacles to it. They have not run out of money. We are in good standing, and I think all systems are go. Most people who got PPP got it within the month. And also, just to make a note that everyone has made payroll. At least one station also has the money that's going to go to the because of the cancellation of the coverage that we had relative to our music streaming and so forth. And so, you know, I check in with the stations regularly, and KPFK will be coming up with its money, it believes, for that same pot by next week. Sadly, what this means is that the stations are in constant fund drive. So as they bring in this money, obviously, on fumes, right? So I'm not painting a rosy picture at all. I think that we are at that drastic level, and I'm not.
Yeah, we are at time for this item.
Okay, we need another. We need another time extension. Can we have somebody make a motion to extend another 10?
This is Lyndon. I move that we extend 10 minutes.
Okay. Do we have
second,
a second?
James second. Okay.
Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes?
Chair, I object, and I have a point of order.
You have
we
a point
are,
of order. What is
yeah,
your point of order?
Thank you, Chair. We are 6 minutes away from time certain, and we still haven't gotten to the other items on the agenda.
Okay,
we 6 minutes away okay. to getting, and you extended for 10. So I'm just saying.
That's not necessarily a contradiction. It just means that we keep this item going until we get to time certain. Then we go to the time certain item, and then after we finish the time certain item, we go back to this item. I believe that's correct. Is that so, Mr. Tatum? Mr. Tatum?
Certain is... the executive session. You're likely not going to.
Okay,
back.
I was on mute. I was on mute. I'm sorry. What is your question, Mr. Chair?
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 10 minutes, but we only have 5 minutes left before a time certain item pops up. So I believe what should happen is that we continue, if the 10-minute extension is approved, we continue with the item currently on the agenda. And then when the time certain pops up, we go to that item. When that concludes, we can return to this item. Is that correct or not?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's finish up disposing of the time extension. We have a motion for a 10-minute extension and a second. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing no objections, let's continue. I think, Lydia, you were still speaking, or are you finished?
Oh, sorry, I muted. Yes, I mean, I would have preferred a motion just that the GM, if he complies with everything that I've requested, then it would come to the same thing. But anyway, what I have requested is a list of seniority, what if staff is cut, what each staff elimination would cost, because that costs a significant amount of money and vacation time, all kinds of bennies and so forth that are embedded already in the plan and in our employee handbook, etc. So, you know, the, and also a job description and why the people that are not being laid off are essential, for example. But everybody has to be qualified as to the job they perform, et cetera, et cetera. Again, much of this has just got to be discussed in executive session. I really appreciate PMB authority. So if, and I really apologize for not having been on the finance committee, but I was working on this other, these other issues that night. But anyway, there you go.
Okay, so let me just ask a question. Is it not the case that even if we get the PPP loan in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we still have to make those cuts at KPFK because it, we're not going to be spending that PPP loan to cover $150,000 a month deficits. That makes absolutely
no. That is absolutely correct. All that does is it buys us time to effectuate the cuts because it takes time to put all those elements together. Because the process will be the GM will provide all of this information that I outlined, right, and then it will go. I don't know, some will go to the OSB, some will go to, should come directly to the PMB, et cetera. Obviously, to me, I'll make recommendations. None of this is going to be done in isolation. There will be a lot of consultation to be had because of the inherent ramifications of cuts if it has to do with staff. Not all of them do. And so that takes time. So all that those loans have ever meant to do is to buy us some time.
Lawrence to
correct.
The back.
Okay, I think Chris was next. Lawrence, you may go. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just had a slight wording change to offer as a friendly amendment to the amendment. There's a phrase in here, looking for it, about if the unit's fiscal year 2020 forecast for expenses to exceed revenues, but forecasts aren't conducted in a uniform way across the network. So what I suggested as an alternative to that wording was to use the financials, the in-house and financials that have been prepared for us as a review document to determine whether a company is running in arrears or not. So the suggested alternative wording that I came up with was if the unit's preceding six-month expenses exceed revenues.
Okay. Does somebody wish to make a second to this amendment to the amendment?
Second.
I didn't quite hear. Okay. We are at time certain, so... Madam Secretary, could you make a checkpoint of exactly where we are in this discussion, and
yes.
we will return to it once the time certain item has concluded, and the time certain item is the report from our interim executive director, Lydia Brazone. Lydia, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I have sent three motions, but let's start with the most pressing one because it has to do with the PPP loan. So, excuse me. So let me open it up. So Citizens State Bank that was recommended to us by NETA because they've dealt with them before. And so consequently, it facilitated the relationship. Well, going back a little bit, Bank of America, who withdrew our loan application because every time they submitted it, the SBA kept kicking it back and saying we had already been funded because of the WBAI loan application. So they were unwilling to submit a new one. And both B of A and other bankers were saying go back to Credibly through who was a broker, loan broker that WBAI dealt with, and see if you can get that amended. So anyway, so then Credibly was no longer taking it. We discovered a number of banks and entities were no longer taking new PPP loans, and we were still uncertain as to whether the withdrawal by Credibly had gone through since it hadn't as of the time B of A tried. Well, anyway, so again, thanks to Anita Tamara, N-E-T-A, we were able to have developed this relationship where they referred us to Citizens State Bank. And were enormously helpful in helping us to connect directly with the small business entity of the government, SBA, and then track down that WBAI loan and Eureka, we got finally, it was registered as having been withdrawn, but then it was discovered, it said that our loan was funded, and this is where we get the encouragement about being funded at PPP, because it's not like any of our loans have, loan applications have been rejected for their content at all. And so both of them have said we've been funded. Now, we know we haven't because we haven't received the money. But anyway, it said that our loan for the amount that we asked for the $1.2 million, has, in fact, been funded at B of A. So then we had to go back through the process and now connected again, thanks to Citizens State Bank and the entity they connected us with through, and we were able to get back to Bank of America, and that was NETA communicating back to Bank of America that they needed to take an additional step to have this registered officially with SBA. So that happened, and then voila.
You're breaking
again.
Up.
Okay, is everybody breaking up? Can you hear me clearly, or breaking up too?
Yes,
everybody's breaking up.
Okay, we're gonna do then what we did the last two times, and I hope this